On October 14, 1970, Joseph Wiest crossed hot slag to help a fallen coworker.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. The Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Near 4 a.m. that day at a steel mill in Butler, Pennsylvania, Frank Zimmer was standing on a platform over a three-sided concrete pit where molten slag was gathered. Suddenly, the platform gave way, and Zimmer dropped 27 feet into a corner of the pit. Although that corner was slag-free, he was seriously injured by the fall. Wiest, a 33-year-old floor helper, ran to the pit's open end, which was carpeted by a thick blanket of slag. Although the slag had already crusted, its surface was still over 212 degrees, its interior at least 500 degrees. Trusting the crust would support his weight and his thick-soled shoes protect him, Wiest quickly covered the 25 feet to Zimmer. Despite the intense heat, he hoisted the man on his shoulders and started back. Almost all the way across, he stumbled and fell on the hot crust. But another workman stepped out and helped him the rest of the way. Both men were taken to the hospital, where Zimmer died 3 days later. Treated for burns, Wiest recovered without permanent injury.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.